Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's happening? How are you?
How's your day going? How's your week going? How's your life going? All that stuff.
Good. A little challenging, maybe. That's okay. That's life. It happens. We'll work on that today because that's what we do around here.
And you know what I think the issue is? I think you may have too many choices. Wait a second, Scott. I don't have that many choices. Are you kidding me? Yeah, you do. There's so many choices these days. And it's confusing you and it's paralyzing you and it's not a good thing. And we'll talk about that today. I'll do the best I can to see if I can talk you out of all the choices you think you need to have. Cool? Bear with me. Just come along for the ride, okay? It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com. Since 2006, a very simple mission. Life begins when you move, and then the very minute that you decide you want to do something, life gets in the way. And not in a bad way. Could be a good way, too. Just the very minute that you decide to get some work done, somebody says, hey, I'm having a party. You want to come? That's a good thing, right? It happens. Day by day, have you noticed you get out of bed in the morning and you get up and you start doing your thing and then just stuff happens all day long. People, things got to be dealt with. There's a way to do that. And that's what we work on here every single day. So I'm glad to have you. Thanks for stopping by. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Hey, the Facebook group is smoking along. It's growing really fast over there. You should join us. What's our agenda on the Daily Boost podcast Facebook group? Oh, not much. Just support you. Be happy, help each other, be nice, be cool. That's kind of it. And because of that, it's just a neat vibe. So if you want some goodness on your Facebook page, just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook and ask to join the group. We'll let you in. And I think you're going to have a great time. A lot of fun there. So let's talk about choices. Choices are, man, you have too many choices in your life. You do. There is too much going on. You have too many options. First world problem, right? You live in America like I do. We have so many choices, and that's the issue. I mean, I look at media, look at social media, look at everything. Go to the grocery store. I know the supply chain has kind of messed up that. The shelves are a little bit bare, and it's expensive. But still, you got a lot of choices, don't you? I was just there yesterday. It's crazy. You know, way back in 2005, it seems like a long time ago. What, about 17 years now? Holy moly. Barry Schwartz wrote a book called The Paradox of Choice. In that book, it challenged the traditional way of thinking that the way to get maximum freedom is for maximum choice. I see this all the time, and heck, it's kind of a juvenile way of thinking. I know because I was a juvenile at one time, that's how I thought. I just want freedom. Let me do what I want to do. I don't want to do term papers. I don't want to have to pay attention to people. I don't want to have to clean my room. Come on, you're pushing me around. Stop telling me what to do. I want freedom. Just let me choose all the things that are out there. Let me go do them. Maximum freedom comes from maximum choice. Is it true? Now, I always like to have choice. I never like anybody to say no to me, but I don't want too many choices because then I got to figure stuff out, and it's always complicated when that happens. So too many choices, not necessarily a good thing. They can and they will create paralysis. So just in a moment right now, just think about this. If you have a lot of things going on in your world where you can't stop and pause and think, you just have tons of things happening, too many decisions to be made, is it stopping you? My guess is yes. I talk to a lot of people, and oftentimes they don't want to make a decision. They get stuck. And I said, well, it's either because you just got too much stuff going on, they don't mean anything to you, or you just don't know what to do. Imagine it's all happening at the same time. So think about it right now. Are there too many things that you have brought into your life? Family, friends, all the stuff that is happening now. We have freedom now because, you know, no more mask mandates and things like that. People can get out and fly around and do things. So much freedom. What are you going to do? Well, I have some advice for you, as you might expect. And this has been a hard one over the years. This is something I've had to fight. In fact, this is the less is more attitude. I'm not a real minimalist. I certainly have way more than 100 items. But I've learned something. I have learned that the more I slow my roll, the more I don't have so much going on, I have a chance to deal with the things that are going on. The more I do what works for me, the less I have to do what doesn't work for me.
My guess is a good part of your day is spent doing what doesn't work for you, waiting for you to get all that stuff you don't want to do done so you can do the things that do work for you. Tell me I'm not right on that one. So my advice about limiting choice and that paradox that we have here, what are we going to do? Well, number one, this is very simple. Limit your choice. Bet you didn't see that one coming, did you? Narrow your list of items that you've already experienced. Having every option won't serve you. So lots of times I will look at that and I'll say, I have already experienced certain things and either I want to do them again or I don't. And those that I want to do again, it's a choice. I make a decision or I don't. I just let it go. So narrow your list. Look at everything. Just brainstorm. Just put a bunch of things on a page of choices you're trying to make right now and just decide, okay, what experience do I want? Yay or nay? Number two, be sure to permit yourself to try other things if needed, but only after you've looked at that list. So what I'm saying to this is look at what you really want to experience, what maybe you want to experience again, or maybe you don't want to experience. Look at that first and get rid of the stuff that shouldn't be on that list. And secondly, now that your list is getting smaller, think, okay, in my world, in the experience I want to have with how I live before I leave this planet, is there anything else that I actually do want to do? And that's another choice, right? It's really powerful. And what I found over time is that most people get so caught up in the little decisions they have to make every single day because they have so many options in their day, so many alternatives in their day, and never get to what they really want to do. And by the way, on that note, you've heard me talk about this a lot, mind science, paying attention to how the brain actually works. And we know better now because we can scan at levels we couldn't before. I mean, before, if you use all these imaging devices to scan the brain and see how the mind actually works, you'd pretty well kill the subject because you had too much radiation or whatever you had to do. It was way too much to handle. But now we don't do that anymore. We can actually see what's happening. And one thing we know, like in goal setting, is that if you have an alternative that's better than the goal you set, you're not going to get to the goal. You're going to go to the alternative instead. So it just makes sense in that sense that your goal is you're going for whatever is the best for you. Whatever the one you really want is the one you go work at. Well, it's the same thing with everything that you're doing here with all these choices you have out there. You have too many choices and trying to make too many decisions. You are in a paralysis state. And because you just can't decide on which one you want to go with. Now, one more thing I want to mention. And I just mentioned a few minutes ago, I said, when you do what works for you, you don't have to spend time working on things that don't work for you. I mean, that's pure Scott logic right there. It's just common sense. Most people will miss it when I say that. I know that because I say it often and people don't get it. I slow down and say it again. They get it. When you do what works for you, you just don't have time to do the stuff that doesn't work for you. And why in God's name would you want to do stuff that doesn't work for you? But you're doing it anyway, aren't you? So the final little piece of advice, other than limiting your choices and just focusing on the experience, what have you done before you want to do again, or what do you just don't want to do? Just get rid of the stuff you don't want to do. And then deciding that, hey, is there anything in my world I want to bring in? Explore the possibilities of what might be an experience you want to have. But the final one is pretty simple. It's always best that you stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. In other words, the things that you like to do, the things that you enjoy experiencing, the things you do well, the things that kind of go with your personality, the things that go with your skill set, the things that really are just who you are. In other words, when you're just doing you, what do you do? When you stay in that lane, you'll very quickly get rid of any other choice that may be out there that doesn't fit who you are, and the paralysis will go away and you'll find yourself moving forward with exactly what you want to do. But I do have a caution for you. You're going to be bored. Yeah, you will be. I know, because you're used to going fast. You're used to being driving yourself crazy. But the minute you slow down, you'll be a little bored. But don't worry about it. Stay in there, because eventually you're going to spend so much time doing what you love to do. Life is going to be good. It's awesome. All right, tomorrow, what are we going to talk about? Well, got a few ideas this week. How to explode your momentum. That's hard for some folks to do. We'll deal with that tomorrow. Positively controlling your life instead of running around negatively with it. Your hierarchy of needs. We'll do that on Friday's show and go over that Maslow's hierarchy of needs, how it relates to your life and why you need to pay attention to it, because it's kind of a rule. In the meantime, join me, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Come on in, say hi, leave me a note, show me a picture of yourself. I like to get to know you. I'll see you over there. And I'll see you here tomorrow on the Daily Boost.